Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a story not so long ago about the Attorney General in the state of Washington going after debt collectors there and actually getting a fairly large judgment against them. And a lot of people responded to that by saying, Steve, but if you can't collect the judgment, what good is it? And I don't think you can collect that judgment. And so the question is, what would you do if you got a gigantic judgment against a debt collector? What would you do? Well, the CFPB and the New York Attorney General have filed suit to seize hidden assets from the operator of a shuttered debt collection scheme. And the authorities are going after him in an attempt to collect said debt. Yes, the ironing is delicious. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a complaint in federal court to seize a $1.6 million home, the ownership of which the complaint alleges was fraudulently transferred by the operator of a massive and now defunct debt collection scheme. The man transferred ownership of his home to his wife and daughter for the sum of $1 shortly after learning of a federal and state investigation into his companies, Northern Resolution Group and Enhanced Acquisitions, LLC. The complaint asks the court to declare the transfer void and order the seizure and sale of the property to partially repay the man's outstanding debt to federal and state governments for his illegal conduct. So they allege that the man found out he's being investigated and he sold his house to his wife and kids for a buck. So, not necessarily sure that's the market value. In fact, they think the market value is closer to $1.6 million. So this is one of those things when somebody gets in trouble financially and they go back and they discover that the person was moving moving stuff around, moving assets around, they can often unwind those transfers as being fraudulent. And bankruptcy court is one of the places that often looks at that. Somebody will often show up in bankruptcy court and go, I've got nothing. I've got no assets. And the people they owe money to will go, but what happened to this? What happened to this? It turns out that they've hidden assets or transferred assets. And here, that he transferred ownership of his home to his wife and daughter for the sum of a dollar. And the timing appears suspicious because of the federal and state investigations, and he learned about them at that time. Now, here's the deal. The CFPB acting director said the man operated a brazen scheme, fraudulently inflating consumers' debts, and he was equally brazen in trying to fraudulently conceal his own assets. Today's action shows that attempts to defraud the federal government and evade the consequences of breaking the law will not succeed. I thank Attorney General James for her partnership in shutting down this scheme and in bringing him to account. Forcing consumers to pay more than they owe and falsely issuing threats to have consumers arrested for not complying is shameful, said the Attorney General James. To evade the effects of the settlement by trying to illegally transfer assets demonstrates a complete disregard for the authority of the government to bring violators of the law to justice. And she thanks the CFPB for their partnership in attempting to recover those funds. In 2019, the CFPB and the New York Attorney General reached a settlement with the man and his two companies, Northern Resolution and Enhanced Acquisitions, along with Delray Capital and another man. The CFPB had sued the two men and their companies for harassing, threatening, and deceiving millions of consumers across the nation into paying inflated debts or amounts they did not owe. The companies routinely added $200 to each debt they purchased and attempted to collect. They used spoofing technology to make it appear as though they were calling from government agencies, and they sent threatening messages to consumers to frighten them into paying. The man and his companies were permanently banned from the debt collection industry and ordered to pay $60 million in consumer redress and penalties. Despite the court's order, as of today, the man has paid zero, and neither he nor his family members have cooperated in the Bureau's and New York's efforts to obtain relevant financial information. So, in response to stories like this also, I will get comments from people who say, Steve, pay your debts. Well, that's not the problem here, okay? So, if you have a debt with somebody, like a credit card you didn't pay, okay? Those debts are often transferable. In fact, if you read the contract you signed when you got your credit card, it'll say right in there, we can assign this debt to somebody else, they can collect it. So that's perfectly legal for someone else to be collecting on those debts. What happens is that debt collectors occasionally get aggressive in trying to collect debts. And they often do things that are illegal because there are laws that govern debt collectors, federal and state laws. So, for instance, this company is alleged to have just simply added $200 to every single debt. So if you owed somebody $400, they call you up and go, you owe us $600. You owe us $600. And if you asked them why, it's unclear if they tell you, but if they told you the truth and just said, we just added it, you don't have to pay that, obviously. Why not add $500? Why not add $1,000? You can't just make up stuff like that. But there's other problems. So for instance, using spoofing technology, it is against the law for a debt collector to mislead a debtor about who they are. If they're calling up on a legitimate debt, they need to say, we're calling on a legitimate debt. Here's who we are. Because debt collection is actually a legitimate industry. There's companies out there that do this openly and legally, and they're not hiding in the shadows, and they're not spoofing their phone numbers. Okay? So if someone alleges that you owe a debt, you have the right to ask them to prove it, verify it, and all that stuff. And then you make the decision on how you're going to proceed. But if they use spoofing technology and then claim they're calling from the government, it's actually a fairly common thing that you hear about bad debt collectors doing, because apparently it works, but it's illegal. They can't say we're from the government if they're not. That is against the law. So if the guy was doing this and his companies are doing this on a wide scale basis and they ran $60 million in liability to the government, then it's good they got shut down, but now it's time to pay. So it turns out, like I said, the guy, you know, transferred his $1.6 million home to his wife and child in what appears to be an attempt to simply evade a debt, which is ironic. So there's a few other things about this. But again, if you look at the debt, the underlying debt, and most debt out there is credit card debt and medical debt. Somebody has an emergency, they go to the hospital, they run up some medical bills, so they don't have insurance or whatever, and they run up some medical bills, they can't pay them. Most hospitals will try for a little while to get you to pay. Many hospitals will offer you payment plans, or they'll work something out with you. But they can't find you, or they don't think you're working, you know, cooperating with them, or for whatever reason, many hospitals then simply sell that debt to somebody else. And you'd have to go back and look at the documents you signed when you're sitting in the emergency room for whatever brought you to the hospital that day. And in there is going to be a thing that says you agreed to pay us whatever we wind up having to charge you. And it's probably going to say in there also that we have the right to sell that debt to somebody else. Now, I don't know if that'll be in the actual intake form, but somewhere before you leave the hospital, you're going to sign something that says that. And that's just a standard business practice. So I had a lot of people ask me in the comments of my most recent videos on debt collection. They say, Steve, but what right does a third party have to collect a debt? That's not legal. And it is legal if, like I said, among other things, if there's an assignment clause in the contract. So the idea that the debt is assignable to somebody else or it can be sold to somebody else is perfectly legal. It happens all the time. And many people think that's wrong on principle, but it gets us back to the idea that you need to read what you sign. Now, somebody's going to point out and say, Steve, you're sitting in the emergency room because an anvil fell on your head. You're chasing this bird that's making fun of you. And you've got this other little bird circling your head making the chirping noises. And you're asked to sign something. I mean, is that really legal these days? And it is. It is. Because the court's going to rule on that and say, face it. If you had gotten your leg run over by a train while you're chasing that silly bird, and you were completely with all your faculties, but just in a lot of pain, you would have signed this document also. You know you're going to pay when you go into the hospital. Very few people will object and say, I'm happy to pay you, but you can't assign the debt to somebody else. Because if you're going to pay them, then why would you care about them assigning it? But the idea that debts can be assigned to other people and actually sold to other people, it's a really, really old concept. It goes back to the common law, hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's considered to be one of the cornerstones of modern business. Because if those debts couldn't be sold to somebody else, then many businesses wouldn't let you borrow money or let you incur costs. And so if you don't want the hospital saying, hey, you got to pay us up front in cash, sign this document, pay us later. But as part of the bargain of paying us later, you're agreeing to let someone else buy the debt if necessary. That's part of the bargain. And I understand hospitals are different. There's actually federal laws on how hospitals operate if they accept Medicare, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. I'm simply pointing out the idea that you, as a consumer, are talking to somebody who is a seller of goods or services, okay? And they're willing to let you get something today on the promise of payment tomorrow, okay? The idea that that debt can be sold is vital to that transaction. And without it, these transactions wouldn't take place, and it would really, really screw up how commerce operates in the country. So this is interesting. The CFPB and the New York Attorney General file suit to seize hidden assets from the operator of a shuttered debt collection scheme. Yes, they're attempting to collect a debt from a debt collector. And by the way, at the top of the video and also elsewhere, I've said the ironing is delicious. And many people get that, but occasionally get people who say, Steve, I think it's the irony. It's a joke. From The Simpsons. It's something Homer Simpson once said, because Homer Simpson was famous for getting sayings wrong, but he was also famous for thinking about food at all times. So for him to say the ironing is delicious, is something he would do. If you're not a Simpsons fan, I'm sorry, but you know, I can't help myself. Brian sent it. Thanks a lot. And by the way, the story I read to you was the press release directly from the CFPB. Questions or comments, put them below. This is talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time.